It's now time for Rap Sheet, and with us today is Parsons Police Chief Robert Spinks. Any updates on the possibility of getting a new public safety center?
We are getting close to receiving the final needs assessment on footage from the architects. At that point, what they basically do is they look at the police and the fire department and any of the other supporting services that might be part of that building. They look at our current staffing. They look at future potential staffing growth over, say, a decade into the future. And then there's a lot of cookie cutter, already established room sizes, like a police chief's room is so many square feet. A training room is so many square feet. Those are national standards from professional law enforcement associations that work with architectural firms. Once you know who's doing what, what your staff is, and how big those employee numbers are, then it's really not rocket science to pick all of the different offices that have predetermined sizes. And then you start getting into what's the total size of the building, you know, kind of like your first attempt, but one which is justified based on national standards and benchmarks. And so that will then give us an estimated gross number of square feet that the building should probably be for us to do all of those different job functions. Then you can start looking at, well, what might it cost to build? We are continuing to keep our eyes out for federal grant money that we hope, with all the discussion at the federal level about infrastructure money, public works funding. So if any of those federal funding resources pop up, we want to be able to be in the best position possible to jump on somebody else's money and use it. We want to be positioned to be able to be at that shovel-ready position. Of course, we're going to have to look at local resources and dollars as well. But for every federal dollar that we can grab and snatch, that takes that much more of the burden off of local taxpayers, which obviously we want to do.
Now, Parsons has been selected as a regional site for the Kansas Law Enforcement Training Center. How are things going along in that area?
We're thrilled that KLETC selected Parsons for a host of reasons. The fact that we're going to see a lot more training opportunities. It's also going to help all of the agencies in this 19-county region of southeast Kansas. They are looking for interim space that they can lease until we can get the Public Safety Training Center up and running, and then we hope that they will move in there.
You've been listening to Parsons Police Chief Robert Spinks on another edition of The Rap Sheet.